Looking a little bit at friends and family, all these women in these pictures are all part of the work that we've done, but the quotes aren't from those women, just to point that out. The quotes are from people in the research study. We know very little, actually, about the needs of family and carers, particularly children, next to nothing about those. But for partners, of course, the pressure is quite immense on them. They have to follow that roller coaster as well and anticipate sickness and bereavement, often 2, 3, maybe sometimes 4 times or more, while they follow the women and they cope with their lives. The financial burden is one person just working now, and if they're being a full-time carer, the financial burden of not being able to provide an income. One study found that 1/3 of partners can experience clinically significant levels of traumatic stress. Partners who maintain a cohesion and are sort of able to keep communicating tend to do better, but it's a very challenging thing to do. I remember David Spiegelman, something he wrote quite a long time ago, said that, you know, once there is a diagnosis, there's a shift in a relationship, and to continue to communicate and cope with that is a constant challenge for couples. For children, of course, we know absolutely nothing, really. We know about palliative care and children, but these children, some of the women in my study, their children had never known them without breast cancer, and they'd never known them recover. So these children were that roller coaster as well. And I remember going to see a woman to interview, and she just died. And her husband said the kids thought she was going to recover again. They had no idea that death was a likely outcome. They really believed that would go on forever. They'd never really addressed it with them.